The latest verdict is basically that did you guys, did we talk about that, or did you guys hear me that saying that it's delayed?
No, we didn't hear anything.
Okay, well, so the verdict to send Assange to the U.S. or to keep him there is now pushed till January 4th after the U.S. election. And, you know, we also, I don't know if you heard me earlier, but we heard this week that the American intelligence discussed having Assange poisoned while he was in the Ecuadorian embassy. We already have heard that they've been spying on him for the last couple of years through UC Global. And then we also, the last point I want to make, and then I'll just kind of wrap it up, because the main point is January 4th has been pushed off. He's going to be in jail for another 49 days after 8 years of in the embassy and 1 year in jail already. That one of the people behind this spying was Sheldon Adelson, who, as you guys may know, is this rich Las Vegas magnate who also happens to be, or was in 2016, Donald Trump's biggest bankroller. And it's interesting that after Donald Trump talked all about loving WikiLeaks and the WikiLeaks and this and that, when they were helping him, you know, expose Hillary, after that, now he's been silent. And of course, his administration's going after Assange. And then we find out his biggest bankroller, Sheldon Adelson, was involved in the monitoring and spying on of Assange. So it just seems that if not Trump, people close to Trump sure do have an interest in what Assange is up to. So, yeah, I think that that's just... And the last point I made was that I know some people think it's all just controlled opposition, Assange is some fake, whatever, limited hangout. And, you know, I'm willing to have that debate. But I think at the end of the day, as I've repeatedly said, that they're setting precedents that are going to be bad for publishers. They've already set the precedent. They can go after publishers. They can go after journalists, people from different countries. They can bring you here. And I'm not 100% ready to, you know, convinced by the argument, especially, like I said, that why are so many people going to the effort of spying on him and monitoring him and trying to get him back here if he is, you know, just part of their operation. You know, maybe he's an asset and they're trying to bring him home. I don't know. But the point is, whatever's happening, it's not good for journalism. It's not good for freedom of speech. And it's probably not good for any of us.